Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
This thing is very sad. True. Because now we've been crying about ANC, but ANC is not even improving. It shows now, Guti, the politics or the functionality ANC has a lot to say about, because we can't be struggling, manje. We just voted, manje. And those people who voted, they voted the way but believe in our corn. Now we are here again trying to decide what are we to hear from ANC party, or are we to listen to Ramaphosa? Because now we angry. It's not a fair game in any way you can look at it. Thank you. Aubrey here from Mosti.
All right. Let me take more of your calls. And I'm going to also have a conversation with Thembisa Fagude, who is a political analyst. We're going to discuss all of this together. You're very welcome to continue taking those calls, bringing in those calls, 086-000-00959. I'll start with Sunny Boy in Benoni. Sunny Boy, you've been listening.
I wanted to pose.
He needed to go. So sorry. He had given us such little time.
No. I wanted to say this, because you know, if you are a liar, you are a liar. So we need to expose you. There's a clip that I got when he was saying EIFP, the ANC, come what may. Now I wanted to remind him that he said it twice actually in a different places, whereby I was going to catch him with that. That initially they are working for their stomachs. They don't work for us. Because if indeed the late Prince Guterres was still alive, I doubt that he was going to work with ANC. But for him to come and say, we will never work with ANC, but you will never answer me that, because you don't know. But if maybe I may have an opportunity to have Gondi, what is your WhatsApp line, I will say that. That's why I wanted to remind him that one day you said this some years back, but I'm surprised today you come in and say, ANC,
yeah, but Sunny Boy, let's be fair. Didn't the DA say the same thing? They put together an entire multi-party charter.
I'm not white, I'm black. So I wanted to expose him. You understand? Yeah, you know, sometimes when you say things, you must stick to it.
I'm just saying, Uguti. I mean, think about it, Sunny Boy. Which of these political parties has stuck to what they said before the elections? You tell me.
Action SA.
Okay. Action SA stuck to... That's true, Sunny Boy. Thank you so much, and Benoni. Dada Selby, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Carmelo. How are you?
I'm well, how are you? Dada Selby. I won't talk to Papa. It's true. Action SA has not changed its mind. All right.
No, right. And it's true. But when I Malawi, and I'm actually a maga. One meeting is Sunboy. But people have spoken, or we must work together. Tima ngona na votela coalition. I never voted at the organization Zaro now or win at all. Never voted any coalition. That's kind of voted to Orban of a service ago. This situation never I told Angbalmoyo, Nabona. Then but decide to serve it ago. And this thing, Naki Boni, Illy Government of National Unity. Naki Bona Illy can.
Can he? King? Can he king? That is up.
Government of United Nations.
That is Selby. Thank you so much for your call. That is Selby in Orange Farm. 086-000-00959. You are funny. You guys are funny. 086-000-00959. Thembisa Fagude is listening to that conversation as we continue to assess what's been happening. Thembisa, thanks for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Goodness. So we've been told twice now that the province of Gauteng is not ready to constitute a cabinet. What do you make of all of this?
It's shambles. But also what was disappointing was yesterday when members of the media and the public received the statement that there was going to be an announcement at 7 o'clock. And when 7 o'clock hit, we then had a press statement or press conference led by the three provincial executive members of the ANC, telling us that the conference or the announcement was cancelled. One would have at least expected the announcement to be coming from the same source that invited us in the first place. Mm. But it came from the executive members, and it was very clumsy, rude. You had Lebohang Mayile acting like the big boss, notwithstanding, of course, that the big boss was the secretary, the provincial secretary. So it kind of communicated some sort of disorganization. It communicated a ANC that's not really in charge of what's going on, and a very clumsy and organized conference, which did not convince many of us that the ANC was actually in charge of these negotiations.
So how are you reading where they are right now? I mean, the DA decided that they're going to actually put together a press conference and tell us where they are, where it seems like they're at an impasse now. The ANC says, no, we'll come back tomorrow. They keep telling us the door is still open. How are you reading that? Do you think we will have a government or at least a decision by tomorrow?
I think so. I think the government, Banyaza Lesufo, is ready to announce or to make the announcement, which for me suggests that there is a discord between some members of the Provincial Executive Council and Banyaza Lesufo, because Banyaza was ready to tell us what was going to happen yesterday. And he was stopped in his tracks a couple of minutes before he could do that. So the discord for me is not between the ANC and DA, but the discord seemed to be largely between Banyaza Lesufo and some of the executive or the provincial executive members of the ANC.
To what extent do you think the provincial executive in the ANC is actually following the script of the national executive of the ANC?
I don't think they are. The fact that they continue telling us that they are open to negotiations with everyone, including the two parties that are not part of the national or government of national unity, that is the EFF and MK, by the sound of it, it looks as if at least some members of the provincial executive are open to forming some sort of government of, I mean, the government of provincial or provincial unity government with the EFF and MK. And now whether that's going to be palatable to some in the national government, we'll have to wait and see. One, and two is that the DA has made it very clear that it's not going to be entering in any provincial unity government with the EFF and MK. So it's going to be a standoff by the local things.
I mean, if we had to read into what's happening, of course you get the sense, to your point, we get the sense that the ANC provincial leadership is very comfortable, actually, with the likes of the EFF, and more than twice have already almost alluded to the fact that they're very happy to walk away from the DA arrangement. And if they do, what does that mean internally in the ANC, and what does that mean for the GNU at national level?
Well, it means a lot. It means that the confidence that has been gained after the announcement of Government of National Unity is certainly going to win. We've seen how the RAND is at the moment performing, because Gauteng happens to be the most important province. And the signs are that should the ANC decide to go with MK and the EFF in Gauteng, I think hell will break loose, particularly economically. Politically, also going to be the situation. Certainly, Ramaphosa will get a huge embarrassment, having gone an extra mile to convince and reassure the international community and South Africans that the best partners in this government of national unity are the parties that have been preferred nationally. And I think the South Africans they don't have appetite of government of provincial unity with ANC, MK and the EFF. The EFF is a discredited party, at least in some of the metros in Gauteng. Imagine if they get to lead the province. It's going to be a disaster, without a doubt. And there's going to be a lot of forces that are going to go against it, particularly given that the province of Gauteng sits or occupy a very significant position in South African politics and economy. So there's going to be a pushback. The fact that we've had a relaxed attitude and an acceptance of this government of national unity because of the parties that are involved. The two parties that are currently wanting to partner with the ANC, both of them have got serious challenges, particularly the MK party, which has gone and accepted that they are a Zulu nationalist party. The AFF has not once, but on several occasions, expressed their disdain of white people and where white people belong in South African politics. So you can imagine what that unity or coalition between the ANC and these two parties will mean to our politics, but importantly, what that will mean to our economics.
So taking all of that into account, Banyaza Lusufi still is posturing as if he is somebody who would prefer to work with MK Party, EFF and the like. And the question is, what then is that telling us about the internal conversations in the ANC and their disagreements about this government of national unity?
I think Banyaza Lusufi was grandstanding yesterday. He had agreed already. He had a position that, they had a list that he was going to announce. And the fact that he was stopped in his tracks by the three or some of the members of the provincial executive means that there's a disagreement. The way things went yesterday, for me, or anyone else for that matter, was cool-headed, suggests that there's certainly something wrong within the ANC. You can't have the Premier make an announcement and an hour later somebody else comes and say, no, that's not going to go ahead. We're going to have a certain position. And the person who's been much more vocal in that or in those pronouncements has been the political competitor of Banyaza Lusufi, Lebohang Mayile. We all know, for example, the murmurings behind the scenes that the actual Premier in Gauteng is Lebohang Mayile, and yesterday he definitely did expose Banyaza Lusufi and to an extent embarrassed him because, you know, we all received that notification and invitation, and it was Lebohang Mayile and the two other members of the provincial executive who stopped Banyaza Lusufi from announcing, and we have since, or at least yesterday, we had nothing from him. One of them expected him to withdraw the invitation, but it didn't happen like that.
Let's take a call. Tembisa, there's a call. Anonymous is calling from Soweto. Good evening and welcome, Anonymous.
Hello, Pimelo.
Hello, hello, me.
How are you, my dear?
I'm good. Welcome.
Yeah, I'm so glad. Finally, I'm speaking to you. I am so glad. You know, you just made my night.
I'm sorry, Tembisa.
Thank you so much.
Go ahead.
Okay, Pimelo, my comment goes like this, ne? Mm. Firstly, I want to speak about Mr. Sabisa. Mr. Sabisa is a well-dignified man, well-spoken, you know, and Mr. Sabisa knows his story when he speaks. Ne? Mm. But there's one common thing about all these politicians, Kimelo, they are all liars. They can even convince a rat to eat poison. Because there's a caller that called earlier on, talking about them coming to places where you never thought you can see them. You understand? Only during a voting time. And then they make all these promises. Then, when the votes are done, they are also done. They are gone. You understand? Now we are in this issue of GNU. As South Africans, we never voted for GNU. We voted for a government that is going to take this country forward and change, you know, the things in South Africa, because our country, everything is collapsing. You know, I was in Joburg today. The buildings are collapsing. Others have collapsed long time ago. There's a problem of service delivery. We can't get houses that we've been promised. You know, nothing is okay. So all in all, these people, they are working for the politics of the stomach. You know, all they care about is themselves, not us. But it's fine. It's fine. God in heaven, the Almighty, by the name of Jehovah, is watching, and one day they will answer. They
Thanks.
Will answer. I'm telling you, Pimelo, because we are being played. but they must know that we are not their creatures. Okay? So now they are put in place because it's the authority that they are given by God. The very same authority that they are misusing. You understand? Hence, I'm saying one day, they will answer to the Almighty about all the things that they are doing to his creatures and treating us, I don't know, like what. I mean, we used to complain about apartheid, but now apartheid is amongst us, the people. You understand? Because this country used to be in order, ruled by whites. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Mama. Kabza in Johannesburg, thanks also for calling. Good evening and welcome.
Hello, ma'am. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much for calling.
Very, very well. Ma'am, I just want to touch on that particular issue of the service delivery. To be quite frank, ANC is not a government of the people, for the people, by the people. And I expected EFF, because they are radical, they are rascals, to actually go to the people and say, give us a mandate. Because they realize for the past 10 years, coming through, to say, listen, we're talking to the people. It's like they're getting convinced that they want to listen to us. They want to vote for us. But when it comes to the voting day, it's something else. So, but all I'm trying to say is that if the people give you a mandate and you go by that mandate, obviously, the people will know that when we have problems. Like, you know, if people have labor issues, they can go to EFF and come and, you know, make a noise. And they will definitely come and make a noise. But when it comes to the ANC, ANC has become so arrogant. They are so arrogant to a point whereby people are frustrated. They don't want to see even a T-shirt of the ANC on the street. So, my point of departure is this. The more things change, the more they stay the same. EFF, IFP, DA, ANC, you know, Government of National Unity, the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Thanks, man, Kabza. Tembisa, your reaction to this, the comments coming through?
Yeah, well, that's true, but I think the ANC also needs to change their rhetoric moving forward. I think the entire promise of jobs and the entire promise of houses, we now realize that that's not what the ANC meant. The ANC meant that they were going to provide opportunities for jobs, and the ANC also promised to provide decent housing. In other words, providing opportunities for people to have decent housing. So the communication when this whole thing started post-1994 was that people are going to get jobs, in other words, to walk into jobs, and they will get houses and walk into houses without necessarily putting effort in working for those two things. And I think now chicken has come home to roost in terms of what the ANC promised. It's just simply impossible that you can provide free housing for everyone. And those people, when they get those houses, don't expect to pay anything else for those houses. Everything else must be subsidized by other taxpayers, including jobs, for that matter, that there was going to be jobs ready for people. And I think now we realize that an impossibility. And I think the political rhetoric is beginning to change because the realization by many people is that it's almost impossible for government to provide jobs. Government can provide opportunities, and people must apply for those jobs, and they have to be qualified to get those jobs. But it doesn't mean that all in sundry will somehow wake up every morning and go to a job, whether they qualify or they don't qualify.
We spoke a little bit about the ANC's posture in the province in Gauteng. Let's talk a little bit about the DEA and their press briefing today. What do you make of what they're saying are their demands? Do you think they're overplaying their hand, or do you think they're quite reasonable in what they're saying?
I think they're overplaying their hand. But also, you know, I hope that the DA do some introspection after this, particularly the messaging that came out of the elections. You have a lot of South Africans who really do believe that DA is arrogant and still racist. And I think they do realize, I hope they realize that they need to really try and go on a charm offensive in terms of communicating precisely who the DA is. If you listen to Helen Ziller today, for example, many people find her in today's presentation is quite arrogant. So they are playing a hardball, and they know that the ANC is on a back foot, and they will push like any negotiators would do so. And they continue pushing the ANC to a point of irritation, and we saw what Lebohang Mayila said yesterday, calling them spoiled brats, which is an unsavory communication or statement from a leader of a party that's negotiating with the other. And that's what I think the DA is trying to do. He's trying to paint and push the ANC to look like a spoiled brat in inverted commas, instead of it looking like a spoiled brat. But importantly, also trying to push the ANC and make them unreasonable, notwithstanding the ANC support is dipped below 40%.
Thank you, Safaguda. I really appreciate you making time for us. Thank you very much, and hope to speak to you soon. That's a political analyst there. Let me take Castro quickly from Daveyton. Castro, hi. Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon.
I'm good, man. But I'm good.
Yes. Look, two things very quickly. It's unfortunate that you have released your guest there. I just wanted to refute the claims that the MK party is a Zulu nationalist organization. Mm. It is not true. Mm. The MK party is on the record saying that we are pan-Africanist movement. Mm. We subscribe to the pan-Africanism. That is why in the MK you'll find the likes of Brian Molefe, who's a Tswana. You'll find myself, who I'm a Mosotho.
Yeah.
It is not true. I think the narrative that the political analysts are trying to push, it's so unfortunate, because I'm not sure what I need to achieve with that. Mm. We are not IFP. We are not DA. DA is a resist organization. IFP is a Zulu nationalist. They are on record, claiming that they are Zulu nationalists.
Yeah, but Castro, you know the DA is never going to call themselves racist, ne? You know what I'm saying?
That is. Now, coming to the issue of the ANC Gauteng, I think they need to be applauded for not allowing DA to do as it pleases with this thing of government of national unity or government of provincial unity, simply because this is not a grand collision as they have explained. This is according to their document. It's a government of nationality which need to include other political parties. Now, the arrogance of a racist has always been there in our lifetime. And it will always be there, because DA, they believe that they are superior from any other piece. You imagine that in the ANC and other political parties, majority of them, they are Africans who are negotiating with the DA. So the madam and the bosses see themselves as above them. That is why the DA is accused of wanting to negotiate on behalf of other parties. And I'm saying this thing, they must have a support somewhere, especially because every time when Gauteng wants to announce, we are told that the Tulu House have stopped them. Is it true that simply because of other leaders were groomed by white people, is it true that probably white people are speaking through them? We don't know. Probably it's true. So, yeah, I think that is my contribution.
All
but
right.
safe to say, the MK party...
Yeah.
And the AEFF, I believe they are there to assist if indeed President Ramaphosa wanted those parties.
Castro.
When you talk about non-racialism, yeah. The ANC is the non-racialism itself. It doesn't need DA to be non-racialism. So it cannot come and say to us, I was member of the ANC. You have to
speak
for non-racialism. So you cannot say you are justifying bringing the racist organization simply because of you are saying you want to accommodate all the races.
Castro.
It's not true. Yes.
Call earlier this time, next time, man, so that we can hear you. Call earlier.
All right. No,
thanks, man. Thanks, my brother. All right, guys. Thank you for taking your time to listen. We'll be back tomorrow at 8.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.